Musicians collaborated to create original tunes to fit each emotion, while more than 70% of listeners correctly matched a screeching, high-pitched clip to disgust, they still had the most success recognizing happiness and sadness. The disgust clips were sometimes mistaken for anger, fear, or sadness. Westerners are inundated with music that's generally classified as happy or sad, so they might not be familiar with the sounds of other emotions, suggests Moan. Composers would not want to compose disgusting music, she says. It would turn people away from listening.